Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's up? How's your girl, Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva Talk Show? Before I get started this evening, well, like I like to say around this time, like I always do, thank all the listeners out there to take time out to listen to me, because you could have been doing anything in the world, but you took time out and listened to me. I appreciate that. And happy holidays to all, and party and be responsible. Yeah, that's what's up. Well, anyways, this evening I wanted to talk about did any of your wishes come true? You know how people set goals for New Year's Eve or New Year. So, yeah, I wanted to have a radio talk show about that. And my show will be just for 30 minutes this evening, so anyone want to call in, you know, please do so. If not, if you just want to listen, anywhere go, I'm still a happy camper. So, anyways, I got my girl Mocha D on the show as well. I'll be getting with her in a minute. But, you know, it could be anything that you want to talk about. Like, I always wanted to make my mom's favorite apple pie. This year, I will do it. It could be anything. It could be probably silly to others, but who cares? Because this Sweet Tea Sassy Diva Talk Show. I say what I want to say. You can say whatever you want to say. So anyways, what's up, Mocha D, before I start running my mouth and get started?
What's up, sweet sassy T? You know around this time I got to let you know that Mocha D is truly in the house.
Oh my God. So, every time you scream like that, you know what you remind me of? You remind me of the Martin show. Martin, where he be like, Jerome is in the house.
I Wow. I didn't know that's what I remind you of and stuff. Guess who else is on the line?
And who is that?
Grandma Pistol is on the line. Grandma Pistol called in, and she wanted to say, what's up, sweet sassy T? She only going to talk to you for a second, but if it's all right, can Grandma Pistol, she's the first caller you got on the line. Can Grandma Pistol say what's up? Sweet sassy T.
Hey, what's up? I'm waiting for Grandma Pistol.
Oh, well, I didn't, you know, it's your show, Homeskillin'. I didn't want to know.
I was trying to hear I'm trying to hear the person first before I say what's up.
Oh, yeah, Grandma Pistol's here, and I told her that you was doing a show about did your New Year's resolution come true, and she was said, I certainly got to tell her about my New Year's resolution, so I'm going to let Grandma Pistol say what's up.
Grandma Pistol in the building.
I'm here. What's happening with everybody? Did I have it right? Do you say what's
up? Hey, Grandma Pistol.
That's me, girl. Say it again. Let everybody know.
Hi, Grandma Pistol.
That's right, girl. What it do? My grandmama taught me how to say things, you know. I'm still kind of hip because it runs in my family. Like I was saying, my grandma was hip, too. She's still living. My grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Say it ain't so.
So I just had to come on in and see how y'all little childrens is doing today and tell y'all, keep your head up high. Don't let nothing stop you from doing what you want
to
do.
Grandma Pistol and forget why she came on. You came on to tell her about your New Year's resolution of last year.
I forgot what it was, but I'm going to give me a new one, okay? I forgot, but it's coming back. You give me a minute, but everybody out there, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Am I too early for when is Christmas? What's the date?
No, you're not too early. It's the holidays, Grandma Pistol, and I appreciate that you came on and said those wonderful things. And would you maybe you want to take them over to yourself and think about what you want this year and the holidays you care.
My husband, let me tell you, my husband, we're going to get him. You might want to holler at him, too, because he keep everything going, you know. But he's something else. That man, I've been with him for 35 years, and I still can't get enough. Okay, I still can't get enough. I just want y'all kids to know that.
Give me this phone. I ain't going to ask you why they call you with my pistol. Anyway, I just wanted her because she told me Happy Easter earlier, so I'm just so glad she got you back in the right family here. So, anyway, sweet Sassy, that was a wonderful call that came. I mean,
but
Grandma
you know
Pistol called me today. I had to put her on the line. I had to. I'm sorry. Tell me.
Well, at least she's still breathing to crack jokes and forget things. God is good for that. So I ain't even mad at her. So I'm sure she'll think out what she wants to say. Probably
be 92, what's 92, 93?
I'm 94, girl. Get it right.
Okay. To be 94, you sound great.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's what's up. So anyways, before I start running my mouth, what is your wish this year, Mocha D?
Oh, you know what? I wish, what is my wish this year, or did my wish come true last year? Because you know Carla B.B. saying I be messing up the show sometimes because I didn't get off topic. I don't want to do that.
Well,
I wanna
actually,
say,
this is my show this evening. It's not Carla B.'s show. It's my show. So I correct you if you're wrong.
Okay, well, let me know, sweet sassy T. Am I talking about, you want to know if my wish came true or what is my wish going to be for next year?
I want to know that any of your wishes came true last year before this new year come in.
you know what? I wish I had a wish for something else. Now, this is what I'm going to do. For this year, I'm going to wish for the opposite and see if that works. Because what I wish...
Mine is true.
Oh, wow.
They locked Grandma up last year. I'm free. So my
okay,
wish...
Okay, Grandma. Grandma. Grandma Pistol, let me finish talking to Mocha D because my show is not that long.
Oh,
much love
to you. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I had to let that out.
I'm sorry. Anyway, I got a slight cold, you people out there. I apologize. But that's basically what I'm going to do. So to answer your question, no. Actually, the total opposite happened. I was supposed to be a multimillionaire this year. I didn't even get into the thousands. I'm just kidding. But no, it did not come true, and this is why, you know, you build your treasures in heaven first and foremost, and then you just live one day at a time, you know, just live one day at a time. I have hope, and I have faith, but I'm not going to be fooled, you know what I mean? And pretty much
right.
I probably asked for more than what I should have, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
No, I didn't get any of it. I guess that was a punishment for asking for something that wasn't even... I asked for things that wasn't even reachable. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, I should have asked for something that was reachable. I guess.
You know, it really don't never have... I mean, I guess everybody's different because it really don't have to necessarily be so, you know, big to me. Some things, little things to count as well, but... It ain't about me right now. I'm going to let you finish that before I jump in.
You know what? You know, I feel what you, I know where you're going with this. And the thing is, sometimes we expect so
what's
much.
What's going on in the background?
Well, basically, that was my alarm system.
Okay.
My expectations was too high and wasn't reachable at the time. Now, what on the real, because I joke around, but seriously, the things that I asked for last year, I'll be asking for the exact same thing this year because last year was just like it was a preparation for what should be coming into play this year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm
it's just like, it's like the president. It's like the president. There are some things that he promised. There's some things that he promised, some things that he said he was going to do, and they haven't went into effect yet. That doesn't mean he failed. These things are going into effect. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that he failed. It means that they're going into effect. So that's what's happening. So basically, my things are rolling. And shoot, I'm excited. I'm
sorry.
Excited.
So basically, you're trying to tell me it didn't come true last year for you, right? It didn't, nothing happened for you. Nothing happened for you last year, right? That's
nothing,
what you're saying.
Well, you know what? It's a blessing to be in the land of the living, but there's nothing extraordinary that occurred. I don't want to bore you guys with my life. You've been keeping up with Mocha D. Everybody know what's happened with Mocha D. I let you know step by step. Nothing phenomenal occurred just to keep it 1,000. You know what I mean? I mean,
the
fact that I'm still here is amazing. I thank God for me even being here. But as far as my wish, no, that did not happen. I ain't going to lie. But we'll see.
Well, like I said, first of all, you're not boring me. And like I was saying, this is Sweet Tea Sass, you know, talk show. You can, it don't matter if it don't sound right to others. You got the right to speak how you want to speak, your mind. And, you know, so, hey, this it is what it is. But I must admit that what I wish for. And it kind of, I think I'm doing better. It wasn't nothing really big because, you know, God always blessed me. But I didn't have really patience with my kids. I let them talk, but then I'd be like, be quiet, I'm the mom, I'm whatever. I don't want to hear it. But I wanted to learn how to listen more, learn how to not yell more. And I think I'm doing pretty good. So I think that came true for me, you know?
Well, yeah. Sure.
What is so funny?
Well,
no, I was.
Nothing,
what?
Boo. Nothing. I didn't say nothing. I said. No, for real.
I'm pretty darn good now.
I mean, no, you don't yell as much. I give you that.
I'm saying my point is I didn't really even get a chance. I ain't never really give them a chance to even really explain themselves. They the one brought it to my attention and said, Mommy, you need to learn how to listen more. And at first I was like, I took it like, if so, who the heck you supposed to be? But then they was right. Okay, listen more. And when you listen more, you'll learn more. When you learn more, you know how to fix the situation. So that's what I think. I did pretty good, you know. So
yeah. That's right. Well, on that note, you've been very successful with that. You know what I mean? I'm happy for you. I can do that year all over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know what? On that note, Mocha D, I'm going to take a quick commercial break and holler at your girl when I get back. As a matter of fact, I want to hear from Grandma Pistols.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
My heart be pulled, my heart back, and to you it's all a game. We ran out.
What's up? Welcome back to Sweet Tea Talk Show. I'm having a ball so far. What's up, Multi D? You with me?
I'm with you, sweetie pie.
You know what I wish? I'm just looking at my dress skin. I'd be glad they create, you know, something for my feet that it don't have to be so dry every year around the winter time, you know?
Wait a minute. I think I misunderstood you. I'm not sure, but did you say your wish is going to be that your feet won't be so dry?
Yeah, I'm wishing for that. Every winter, I wish that I'll never have to put lotion or Vaseline on my feet. It should just be natural salt. I'm wishing for that.
Wow. You know what? I hope you get your wish, because that reminds me of a joke I told when I was doing some stand-up about the old ladies at church that have them beautiful dresses on and them big old beautiful hats and quill on their
and
feet.
They see me so dry.
They felt so. I say, I just had to tell one little old lady, I say, somebody ain't loving you at home. Oh, baby, somebody ain't loving you at home. And she just swaying them feet, walking on the back of her shoe, just sharp as a
tack. Wow. Now, I ain't saying I'm going to go outside like that, but I'm just tired of putting on lotion all the time, and that's me. I just want it to be natural.
Yeah, but
you know what?
Lubricate them good now, so when you get older, they won't hate you and rebel.
I do. All right. I'm just saying I'm tired of doing it. I want to just wake up and just be beautiful all the time. I don't want to wake up and have to do nothing. That's my wish. Well, I got Carla B on the line with me. What's up, Carla B?
Hey, what's up, Sweet Tim? Mocha D, how's it going, ladies?
It's going good.
I'm doing great.
I can't even complain.
That's beautiful. That's a Sweet Tea. Great topic. Definitely a great topic. And kudos to you, Sweet Tea, as well as you, Mocha D. And Sweet Tea, a tidbit really quick in regards to your feet. What you could do is you take your bath, put a little bit of olive oil in there or baby oil, and when you get out the tub, you're not as ashy. You don't even really have to lotion up because the oil from the bath, it will definitely, it'll definitely seep into the skin over time. So try that for about a month and then thank me in about a month.
And then I could just wake up and say,
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Let me know. You come on my show and let me know what happened with that. But I just wanted to, so you got 6 minutes, so I'll just take two of those 6 minutes. I wanted to share as far as about my New Year resolutions, January 1st, 2011. And first of all, I'll say that I don't really necessarily believe in New Year's resolutions. I think that we should set goals whole year round, not just the first of the year. But what I have done is I really do my resolutions like goals. And two things that I did say that I really wanted to do, I may not be as successful as I wanted to be with it, but I did say that with EOTM Radio Networks, I wanted to add about five different new radio personalities to our network, and I did do that, and those shows are doing really, really great. That was T'Angelo Love, and then between them, that was the Steve Knight Show is doing really good. Of course, Sweet Tea, you launched your show last year as well as Mocha D launched her own personal show also. You guys have been on network for years, but you did do your own show. We did have Queen G Talk Show as well as Ron Anthony, and then a new show, Q&A, with Roland D. And then we're actually looking to add a couple of new shows in 2012. So that did happen, and we're really happy to see the progress with the EOTM Radio Network. And then also we launched EOTM TV. That's taken off pretty good. We're actually going to LA 36 starting December 15th. And then we launched the public relations firm. That has taken off pretty good, and we've actually made it a good name for ourselves in the public relations field. So, you know, I think that a lot of things, it just takes, like, goal settings, and you just going after it and doing it. And I know mine was on, like, a different, aspect of things. But, you know, everybody got their own as far as their idea of things. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted
exactly.
to see their minds, you know, And kudos to you, Sweet Tea, and Mocha D, and all the other listeners that you know, are attaining what they want to attain. That's a beautiful thing, and it's a great topic. Thanks for letting me share.
Hopefully I can be a motivation to some people,
you know.
I know. That's true. Never know who you know, motivating right now.
But
one thing you did catch my attention that you said, and it's true, I thought about it, but, you know, my topic is about what's your wish at the beginning of the year, you know, for you to have. But it's true, we should always set goals for ourselves all year round. But, you know, for other people, it motivates them for some reason.
Right, right.
Like, okay, you know what, it's this year, I need to get up off my butt. I need to really do something this year. So, you know. Different shorts to different folks. Some years really motivate others. You know, I need to lose that 5 pounds. I'm going to do it this year, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a good thing. Definitely.
Right.
Thanks,
you're welcome. What's up, Monkey? What you agree?
I agree.
But I have intoxicated. Now, right now, I'm my school. Actually, I'm going to school now. But,
well, you sound like you underneath the water, Monkey D. I can't even hear you right, you know?
What? It's a bad area that I'm in.
I can hear you now.
I'm going to be calling in on a 909 area, so let people know.
That won't be necessary because I'm going to shut it down.
Love me some juice. Man, opening that back up to 280 pounds. Man, I wonder what her resolution is. Man, she needs up to 280 pounds. That's I feel bad for her. Would you be open for suicide too?
What, Mocha D?
What do you think?
I can't really hear you. I can't really even hear you, but I'm just on, you know, trying to close it up because I can't really hear you. Sound like you're underneath the water with the fishes. So I appreciate you calling in on the show. Much love to you, Carla B. Much love to Grandma Pistol, and much love to all the listeners. I appreciate you. You motivate me, listeners, because you make me want to think of topics that I think you want to hear. Or maybe you don't want to hear, but I thank you for tapping in and listening to me. You know, like I said, you could have been doing anything in the world, but you took time out and listened to your girl. Much love for that. That's coming from the heart. And once again, happy holidays to all out there. Party hardy, party like a rock star, but at the same time, be responsible. I probably sound corny, but that's the true E. Hollywood story. You got to get back to your kids, your loved ones, so drink responsible. Much love. Deuces.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.